Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Right now I'm talking with a band called, let me try and get this right, Veritaris.
Yep. Very good. Yeah. Veritaris. Yeah.
All right. Well, you gave me a breakdown via email. I would have failed. So I would have said like Veritas and you'd be like, nah, bro, you blew it. So anyways, just a couple members of the band. Who else are we missing today?
There's also Sean Osterberg, who's plays guitar and he does a Cookie Monster vocals, and then Jeff Smith, who's your bass player.
Cool. Well, I guess first off, introduce yourself and tell us what you do for Veritaris.
Jason, you want to start?
Sure. My name is Jason Guzla, and I play drums.
And I'm Santu Winter, play guitars and do some of the backing vocals.
Santu Winter is like the most epic name for a very, very brutal metal band. Like that's a great band name. It's also like kind of like epic fantasy metal sounding, like, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, you could have just called the band Santu Winter and people would have.
Yeah. I think we thought about like Old Man Winter or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Pretty sure there's a black metal band called, like, what is it? Old Man's Child. Or something like that.
Yeah. Members of Dimmu Borgir's side project. Yep.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, you guys just played a show last night, with both Cataclysm and Dark Tranquility, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was it?
That's like bucket list stuff right there. You know,
yeah.
Like we've never played El Corazon.
Uh-huh.
And getting the chance to open for a band like Dark Tranquility. I actually, to be honest, I hadn't heard of Cataclysm before, but was really blown away by their performance. I listened to a lot of their stuff before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was super impressed, but yeah, it was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. Dark Tranquility, man. Just one of the like big, Gothenburg, like melodic metal bands that really just, I mean, that Gallery album is just like, that is just like pinnacle melodic death metal.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
And it's interesting seeing, like, you know, Dark Tranquility. These are one of the founding like melodic death metal bands. With Veritaris, is, you know, we're squarely in that melodic death metal space.
Yeah.
But seeing how their path has been very different from like In Flames, for example, you know, they've kind of course they sound different now from what they sounded like when they started out, but you know, they've kind of retained more of that core in a way, which is pretty cool. But also evolved within that too.
So let's get real nerdy here when we're talking about melodic death metal. I've heard people that are just like, you know, knuckle dragging death metal fans, and I am one of those, but they will say melodic death metal isn't death metal. I want to hear you defend melodic death metal as death metal. Or do you agree it's not death metal?
Yeah. I choose your thoughts, Jason. I mean, for me, I think I love kind of categorizing things in like, you know, subgenres and sub-subgenres.
Yeah.
But also like at some point they're, you know, no longer super helpful.
Sure.
And I'm no connoisseur of what these sub-subgenres are, but it seems like, you know, the death metal part, maybe for our sound, I think the death metal part comes from was heavy tremolo picking, mm-hmm. and the vocal style is predominantly Cookie Monster, kind of Kalma-esque,
totally
Cookie Monster style. But the melody comes from, like, almost all of our songs have, like, there's a strong melodic hook that you can kind of, like, hum to, mm-hmm. or maybe a melody piece that ideally gets stuck in somebody's head and keeps them coming back. But what do you think, Jason? I mean, but yeah, where's the death?
Yeah, I think you could go either way. I mean, if you want to say death metal is all blast beats and tremolo and growly vocals, yeah, we've got that. And then there's melody too. So there's something in there for everybody.
Yeah.
In this house, we believe melodic death metal is death metal. So, those signs outside those house, outside people's house, it says like in this house, we believe Black Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera. In this house, we believe melodic black death metal is death metal.
That's well, what about you, Kevin? I mean, where do you land on that?
I think, there are some that's so melodic that mm-hmm. Some of my favorite death metal is melodic death metal, Carcass, At the Gates, mm-hmm. you know, that early In Flames stuff. And there's just so much of it. Like I think it is, I think it is, but then there's just, when it gets to the point where it's not, I think I was talking with Corpse Grinder from Cannibal Corpse recently. And he said the thing that categorizes him to him personally is the vocals. If it's death metal vocals, it's death metal. And that really is, the thing that classifies it. We're getting super nerdy here. So let's just go down one more.
Yeah, let's keep going.
One more super nerdy question. We all know the quote unquote big four of American thrash. We got Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax. In your guys' opinion, what's the big four of melodic death metal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not too, you're going to have to take that one.
Sounds good. I think there's like three kind of founding Gothenburg melodic death metal bands. In Flames, kind of early era In Flames. Gothenburg being the city in Sweden where kind mm-hmm. of that sound first originated. At the Gates and Dark Tranquility.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure of kind of the lineage from there, but I know Finland kind of has. I was born in Finland, moved to US as a little baby, which is where the name Santi comes from. But I think Finland also kind of has its own
amorphous,
twist on melodic death metal. I think is a little bit more on the melodic part, sure. which I think is where Veritas also leans, but a little bit less on the death part.
I would also I would throw Soilwork in there. I don't know if they're one of the big four, but they're definitely they've evolved it and are carrying that banner. Anyway, yeah. So. We're getting super nerdy here. Anyone that's like, what are they even talking about? I just wanted to hear some local music. I'm glad you stuck with us so far. We're going to get into the origin story, guys. So how'd you guys meet? How long has the band been a thing? And how'd you guys meet up and start the band Veritas?
Take this, Jason.
Yeah, sure. So we actually had a prior iteration called Winterfell. And no relation to Game of Thrones. We just kind of landed on that name by chance. And that was in 11. I think we went from 11, 12 into 13. And then that iteration stopped. And we stopped for a number of years and then started up again in 18 and just kind of started practicing and then kind of landed where we are today. So, yeah, we've been together for a while, but for this band, it's only been 3-4 years.
You've put out a couple EPs so far. So, we must have got straight to the ground, just working real hard on material. Did you guys have a variety of, or have a good amount of songs that you were working on, like right out the bat?
I think kind of what happened was that when Winterfell broke up in like 2012, I moved down to Portland and kind of the guys, didn't continue on with the band. So, and maybe an important point, there's kind of a missing person who's not part of the band, but kind of like brought the band together. Mm-hmm. There's a mutual friend of Jason's, whose name is also Jason. Mm-hmm. And then his brother-in-law, Sean, the other guitar player. So that's kind of how we got connected.
Cool.
And then Jeff and I worked together kind of in the same field. But I had you know, married and had a couple kids, and the kids take up a lot of time, and there's not much time left to be doing other things.
Sure.
But I mean, playing guitar and writing music has always been for me like this really important creative outlet. And even though we weren't playing as a band, there was kind of this constant trickle of like ideas, like sketching out ideas of songs and stuff like that. And then I think like for I do most of the songwriting. My favorite part is the writing and arranging of a song, like getting it like 80% done.
Yeah.
Then I want to move on to the next song. So I think there's kind of this element of like, you know, just kind of cranking out material and trying to slow down too, to like let the songs kind of mature and you know, come to their full form with that last 20%. But I think that's kind of where the two EPs and a full length album. And like, we released our first EP October 2020. Our second came out, I think it was July 2021, and a full length, hopefully March next month. Like, that's a lot of stuff in a relatively short amount of time, but the writing period for that is like a decade or something like that.
And you say a relatively short amount of time. How weird is it to think that, you know, you've released all these albums amidst a pandemic, you know? So that's, you know, a whole other thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you of course see a lot in the metal scene. I'd be curious of your impression of, has there been, because people haven't been able to play shows, has there actually been like an uptick in musical production from the local scene? You know, like people are still creative in creating music.
Oh yeah. I think so. I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest. There's been a lot of bands that have broken up, like local bands, especially. But you know, I think a lot of bands just kind of took that time if they could, you know, manage to keep a roof over their heads and stay focused on writing some music and stay, you know, I think a lot of bands kind of hibernated and just recorded and wrote. And I've had a crazy amount of uptick in albums that are being released, not just locally, but globally. And so, you know, it like 2021 was like an explosion of new music for me. Like every week on, you know, streaming, I would just be like, I didn't have enough time to, it was like, it was a an embarrassment of riches of like new metal music. It was actually like overwhelmingly awesome. So yeah, man, I think it's been, I mean, obviously there's, you know, when you say something like this, you have to, you know, of course mention like the global pandemic, horrible on all ends, just the death, the sadness, the horror of it. There are small positives. One of those was bands had time to focus on creativity if they, you know, obviously if they could, if their lives managed them to. And there have been a lot of good stuff to come from a terrible thing. So
yeah,
I mean, long story.
I feel like that's something that I learned with having kids, is that things can be many things at the same time, both like wonderful and horrible, kind of all at the same time. And maybe like writing music, I know for me it was like one of the things that kept me sane during, you know, quarantine and shutdown and all those things, that thinking about people's like mental health, it's like, yeah, having that creative outlet has probably been really important. So it makes sense people are putting all these albums out.
What do your kids think of your dad's metal music?
It is known as daddy music around the house. I think, yeah, I find that the things that I listen to make their way into my music.
Sure.
And my daughter, she's 8, she likes pop music, I think it's Ava Max. I don't know how to pronounce it, but like some really great like hooks in there.
Sure.
And I think I'd be listening to them, and kind of like some of those kind of cheesy hooks may have made their ways into some of our songs too. So
yeah, we'll get the Veritas BTS cover coming soon. So
yeah,
nice.
Although I was getting my son to bed one night, and I usually play them a song on the acoustic guitar, and I was just kind of dinking around on something, and Walter, my son, he kind of looks up, he's like, "Daddy, sometimes the music you play is scary."
And you're like, I agree. Nice. Okay, well, we're actually going to go into one of the songs, one of these daddy music songs, that's the genre, daddy music. So the Citadel EP is available now. Was it recorded in 2021 by you guys, or did you guys go to a studio for it?
Well, Jason, when did you record the drums?
I actually recorded the drums in my house.
Cool.
And
they sound great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And then how did it go from there? I gave you guys the tracks, Santu, and you took it from there.
Yeah, I think that was like 2019, and then we had it mixed in 2020.
Cool.
No, 2021. Yeah.
It's all a blur. It's all, yeah.
It totally is, yeah. I mean, and with the EPs, we had, with the first two EPs, we had four different people mix songs, mm-hmm. just to kind of see who do we like working with. I mean, having somebody mix the music is, it's like adding somebody new to the band.
Totally.
And really impacts the sound, so we did some experimenting to figure out who we like working with so that we could work with them for the full length.
Awesome. Well, here's the song Vertigo from, this is from the EP, Citadel EP. This is Veritaris. It's Loud and Local. Stay home safe.
Women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Veriteris, and the song that you heard was Vertigo from their Citadel EP. It's available now to stream, to purchase. You can check it out and support local metal. Do you guys have any upcoming shows coming up where we can hear that live?
Oh, yeah. We got quite a few lined up. Next one is March 15th yes. at El Corazon, opening for Omnium Gatherum. Elegion, not sure if I'm pronouncing
Elegion,
that right.
Elegion, I think.
Elegion, thank yeah. you. And Black Crown Initiate and Materia Obscura, which if you haven't heard of those guys, another really awesome local melodic symphonic
I think you guys and Omnium Gatherum honestly is a perfect match. That is yeah. that is chef's kiss right there. That's
thanks.
Awesome. Anything further than that if people can't make it to the 15th?
Let's see, we made out of the first round of the Wacken Metal Battle.
Oh, cool.
That was at the
nice.
Fun House like a week or two ago. So play round two is April 9th at the Fun House. And then we'll play Bellingham.
At the Shakedown.
Yeah, the Shakedown, yeah.
Good place.
I think it's the 21st, and then the 22nd is at Real Art Tacoma, and then the 23rd is at Washington Death Fest down in Kelso at Erebus. So.
Awesome, man. Right on. Well, you guys got quite a few shows lined up. How have you guys found, you know, the shows since, you know, lockdown came, you know, we came out of lockdown and bands have been able to play shows again, you know, hit and miss. There was a couple weeks there where things were getting canceled and then they're open up again. It's like, it's always up in the air, but how have you guys found that shows, have felt and stuff coming back?
What do you think, Jason?
I think, I'm surprised actually, you know, when we first started, coming out, all the bands started coming out. I was surprised at how many people were coming out. I mean, obviously, you know, with masks and all that, but it took me by surprise that there's so many people showing up, and it's really encouraging to see that, you know, support. People want to get out and, totally. And see some metal and just go for it. And so I think it's great.
That's awesome, man. That's really encouraging to hear. That's awesome.
I think it's been important to like set the bar low in terms of like, maybe turnout, but also, yes, we've scheduled the show and we're going to play it unless, you know, COVID changes the situation. So yeah. kind of holding things a little bit loosely, recognizing that things might change.
That's a good way to look at it, man. Right on. Well, okay. So looking back, you know, when you first started getting into music and stuff, what was the first band that made you really fall in love with metal? Jason, what about you?
Oh, for me, it was Iron Maiden as a kid, nice. You know, Iron Maiden. And I was in the Boy Scouts, and the older kids, you know, they'd be
corrupted you.
Yeah, they'd be playing Iron Maiden. And so, you know, I wanted to be cool and just hearing it all the time. Like, I just really fell in love with it. And then I fell into Metallica and stuff, and I just, you know, fell into it. So, yeah, that's my origin story.
Cool, man. How about you, Santi?
I think there were two distinct bands that were kind of key stepping stones. The first was, and this is after the grunge scene, but seeing the Smells Like Teen Spirit Nirvana music video.
Yeah.
I remember like watching the music video and then like my mind was totally blown. I was like, I need to listen to music like that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the first stepping stone. And then like kind of the grunge scene, Alice in Chains, and kind of going off from there. But the second kind of big change for me was, In Flames Mirrors Truth off Sense of Purpose, which is like, you know, now that I'm into In Flames, I like their earlier repertoire more, but I can totally respect and understand kind of the place that, you know, In Flames sound
Yeah.
And other bands that are kind of more, maybe more like the metalcore, kind of like, you know, kind of the hard rock space is like a gateway band.
Oh yeah. It was your jumping on point. And then you got, you went back to the back catalog and stuff. So mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Cool, man. Well, okay. So as far as, you know, Northwest bands, what are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And Santi, let's start with you this time. What's favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Yeah. I mean, like, well, can I interpret the question to be like local bands?
Sure.
Because of course, I mean, there's so many phenomenal, like, you know, national acts that kind of come out of the area, but it's been a lot of fun over the last couple of years to do like a deep dive on kind of the local scene. Yeah. And like before playing in a band, and I'd go to a show to see like a, you know, Scandinavian metal band or whatever. I was one of the jerks that didn't show up for the openers. I would just kind of hang out in the bar, show up late, and then, you know, catch the headliners. But I wish I would have explored the local metal scene. But I mean, I think Zoth has got to be one of my favorites.
So
those
good.
Guys are phenomenal. Yeah. I really liked what Ryan was doing with Blood and Thunder, and excited to see what kind of comes out of Materia Obscura. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. I just love being part of kind of like the small scene and kind of community of people helping each other and encouraging each other and creating some awesome music.
Awesome. That's a good thing to hear, man. What about you, Jason? Favorite Northwest bands of all time, whether it be, you know, long gone band or a local band now?
Sure. You know, that's kind of difficult, but I remember one of the first Northwest metal bands that I really fell in love with was Blood and Thunder.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I was just blown away and really liked them. And, but you know, I mean, as far as bigger bands, you know, Alice in Chains and those guys, and, you know, definitely hold a special place in my heart.
Awesome, man. Well, great bands all around. And it's nice to hear some love for bands like Blood and Thunder and Zoth. I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys have some upcoming shows, but if people can't make it to the shows and they're a little bit out of town or whatnot, what's a good way to support you guys?
Yeah, just listen to the music or pick up a copy of the album when it comes out on March 10th.
Awesome.
That's the best way.
So March 10th, the album is called Shadow of Death. It's a full length record. Did you guys spend quite a bit of time on this one?
Yeah. Jason, do you remember when, I mean,
yeah, we started in mid-October and then, we recorded for what, 3-4 days. And then, we just did rounds of mixing for the next, 2 months.
Yeah. And that we decided to, so Don Gunn, music producer, audio engineer, phenomenally talented. He mixed a couple of our songs in the EPs. We really like working with him in his sound and his process. And he lives like a couple miles away from all of us.
Cool.
And our bassist was good friends with him. I recorded the guitars at home, but we did the drums, bass, and vocals in his backyard studio. So I guess it's been like, I don't know, 18 month process, something like that. It's being mastered right now. So it's
nice.
We don't actually have the final copies.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing it, man. We're actually going to play a song from it. This one's called Forever Enslaved. Before we jump into this and end this interview, do you guys have any thank yous or shout outs you want to send out?
I don't know that I was expecting that. I don't.
No one to thank. Screw all of you. You never helped.
Yeah.
That's the most metal way to say it, right? Okay.
No, yeah. I mean, really just, you know, thank you to the local bands that have been cranking out music for, you know, I mean, the last 20 years and mm-hmm. just providing so much inspiration and growing the metal scene and growing the sound of metal, you know, and I think pushing the sound that we're standing on the shoulders of those that came before us. And so we can't go forward without thanking them.
Awesome. And Santi, what about you, man?
Yeah, I think Amy, my wife, and Molly Walter, my kids. I mean, I know this takes a decent amount of time to just really appreciate that they're always supportive and encouraging of it, even if daddy's music is a little bit scary sometimes. And then also Jason, Sean, and Jeff. I mean, this is, it's just so exciting to kind of be creating music together. And, you know, we're not planning on making a career out of this, but you know, it's a hobby, but it's a passionate hobby.
Well, let's jump into some more Scary Daddy music. We got Forever Enslaved from the album Shadow of Death coming out March 10th, right?
Yep.
And then you're playing March 15th with Omnium Gatherum at El Corazon.
Yep.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yep. Have a good one. Right on. All right. Here, Forever Enslaved from Shadow of Death on Loud and Local Stay Home Session.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.